Howdy folks, Brian here from quantlabs.net. I wanted to talk about my next online meetup, webinar, call it whatever you want. It's an educational one, but again, these are topics that I don't need the world to know about. It's going to be part of my core trading strategy for any universal asset class, no matter what I pick. But these topics, no different than what I had a few weeks ago regarding the harmonic patterns. We had a very good session with a few people. I put up a video, the replay, and totally removed it off of all servers known to man. The reason I do that is because, as I said, it's okay to have a few people come out and learn this stuff and hopefully contribute. The idea is to keep it in a very small, close-knit group of people. So this Monday, May 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no different than all my other Monday night events, I'll be talking about three indicators or patterns specifically for trading. What they are flags, pennants, and wedges. These are sort of glossed over, but when you understand the importance of some of the more top traders and how these are used, these are no different than the harmonic patterns prove themselves how they're so useful. Where most traders trip up is that they are able to see the opportunity play out, but it is so difficult to be able to time the opportunity. Yes, you can use harmonic patterns as a way to gauge not just timing, but also be able to gauge on a typical, hopeful, high probability event will take place if it's a bullish or bearish correction using these patterns that we can sort of kind of guess what the hopeful outcome will be. Even if they don't play out, that's okay. But if they do play out and hit certain pricing levels, that's when we go in. But the problem is, even though you have Fibonacci retracement, although you have harmonic patterns and moving averages, you also now can add these tools as well to be able to determine yet again more patterns that you can use to gauge how the pricing action will take place no matter what time frame you are watching on. Now, the really common ones, the typical head and shoulders and inverted head and shoulders, that's all fine when you're using a black box trading platform like MetaTrader, TradeStation, NinjaTrader, or whatever. But the problem is you see a head and shoulders, but outside you don't know the math that goes on behind that indicator. Understanding the math is very important because it gives you the ability now to automate that strategy and be able to not only use that, but able to get a better handle on the potential of an outcome from the pricing action. So one of the areas I want to talk about is the math of head and shoulders. The other areas that I find that are very useful is to talk about the rules of what defines what a bull flag is and what a bear flag is. Because yet again, we can use this to overlay on top of the other simplistic indicators that we can use to determine quite possibly our targets when we put in an entry into the market. But then we get into other things like pennants, wedges, and we want to address the rules. So this is what I want to talk about on Monday night. Here's the deal. Once I can figure it all out, I'll be able to develop it, get it custom coded by maybe somebody else. I don't know. But the goal is to talk about the math. But yet again, I just want to reiterate, this will be only available to my QuantLeap members, and they will have maybe access to it for at most 48 hours, 2 days. Because the playback will go up and it'll be only available to them. So the only other way to really understand how this works is to get involved into the event. I'll put a link on the Zoom invite for, once again, on Monday, May 14th, in less than what? Today's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days from now. 5 days from now. Well, it depends if you want to use a thumb or not. Anyways, but you got the idea, and we will try to address the math that goes behind this. Hopefully I'll see you on there, and that will also be streamed on my YouTube channel as well, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talk to you later.